So we were talking about the eras.
Yeah, the softening era. I said, what if we're both going through the softening era together?
I think we might be.
I think so too.
Just the people that have been placed in our lives and the things that we're being led to do and shown we need.
Yeah, we were just talking about how both of us, you know, maybe whatever, that we both have this like really tough, an impenetrable, impenetrable, I guess.
Yeah.
That you can't penetrate me thing.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. We were just talking about how that's an issue for us in my book.
Yeah. And we get people in our lives that make us want to feel certain ways and do certain things and not be so certain ways or not be so hard or not be so, allow ourselves to open up, because I haven't allowed myself necessarily to open up like in those ways in a while.
Well, too, I mean, being around people that genuinely let me do that.
Oh, my God, that's such a big deal. Yeah. Actually, that's really true, because the boys really make me feel like they just love the shit out of me, like, for being the crazy person I am. And, like, it's amazing when you get people in your life that just genuinely love you for who you are.
Yeah, or they're genuinely interested in you and what you have going on, as opposed to this underlying, the culture that we live in is like a shutdown culture, like, let me dumb you down, let me shut down your thought process. It's easier if you just go with the flow. But it's not. It's hard to go against the flow at first, but once you get your footing in, you're unfuckable with.
Yeah, pretty much. I can see
the transition
that.
The transition's probably there.
Yeah, because you get into a new mode. It's like a new frequency.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, it's interesting how we're manifesting things and situations and people in our life to make us go through these certain circumstances that our soul is literally requiring us to level the fuck up. And so us getting these people either back in our life or in our life is showing us so clearly how the universe is literally trying to ignite pieces in us and parts of us in certain ways, from specific areas. Like you told me, about a week ago, you said, it's my softening period. And so us going through this softening period together, I mean, you and I are historically hard. You and I have got that shell that we work, I would say probably out of anybody in our family, you and I are definitely the hardest. We definitely have the shell down. Like we do not play like at all, at the fuck all. Like,
right.
No way, not even close, don't try. And so you and me together are ridiculous. So us needing some softening, because we have been so hardened by the world and what we've had to do and the decisions we'd have to make and the things we've had to feel we to do to protect ourselves. It's been, it's created a persona a persona, because it's not really who we are. It's just who we've learned to function as. So these things soften.
Will.
The what?
The mask that we wear.
Yeah, the mask that we wear. And we're oh so comfortable with it. And the devil we know versus the devil we don't know. Even though we may know that it's not the best thing for us, a lot of times we still go along with it because we know that demon. And we know how to walk that walk, and it's more comfortable. And going into unknown territory is hard. Like the work that we're doing, the self work, the opening our heart up, opening our life up to the universe, and like doing everything we're supposed to be doing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm dancing with the universe in so many ways, but I feel like I'm also a little bit at the mercy of the universe, because the universe is interactive. And like this stuff is not, it's not easy at first, like you were saying, but once you get into the new groove of dancing in healthier frequencies and doing things that are good for you and that are right for you and that are actually going to take you to what's next. So, you know, maybe accepting a challenge from the universe and listening to the little tests that it gave you all along the way and notating that and not doing that again. And so the next time around you get delivered another person or another situation or another thing that's going to just make that even more clear.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had mentioned demons, and it's interesting because everybody has demons, and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the most enlightened person in the world, you have demons. That's just part of, I think, the internal emotional makeup. We all have our things. And one thing I was talking to him about this weekend is that our demons know each other.
Yeah.
Like they program together. And finding somebody, you know, whether it's somebody that the universe puts in your path or somebody from, in my situation, one of the worst times of my life coming back into your life, finding somebody that where your demons get each other.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and there's no, like, judgments. Like, I get your core person.
Oh,
and I get
man.
Who you are. I get your circumstances and I get your growth, but I also get those times where you're not growing and you're stagnant. Like, I get that. Finding someone that can fit well in all aspects of your growth and your transportation. I got the transportation transformation. I got the tools, you know.
You are a bus driver.
I know, right? That's why I was like, damn, get out of my head.
You're not on the clock right now.
I know. But no, man, you know, being as hard as we are, I think there's been times throughout our life where the universe has tried to soften us. And because we're so hard, we didn't heed those lessons. And I think this time around, we're both kind of in a more open headspace and we're understanding and we're just kind of on this journey, it's easier to just kind of be like, okay, I'm just going to roll with this.
Yeah. Because it'll fight us if we don't.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, throughout the years, all the times the universe has put a softening pothole in the road for us to trip on and learn from, and we didn't, that's also helped encourage the hardening of ourselves, because every time we didn't heed those lessons, it got a little harder.
That's a great point.
So, you know, now's the time. Let's get soft together.
It's so funny how our lessons are really coinciding. It's actually really fun. I love that you and me and Gina are going through so many similar things together, and that, like, that waking up, like, damn, this is, you know, since we weren't the same age together growing up, we didn't have, you know, the same experiences, like, it's...
We weren't even out the house at the same time for much time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, since our perspective, like, things from that were different, and we didn't get a lot of time together, like, as sisters, like teenagers or anything, it's almost like this is that time for us now, because we're all going through the deep wake up together. And remember what you said earlier is, when you have people that truly accept you for who you are and know you at your darkest and know all the darkest, like, the three of us know all the deepest darkest, like, all the deepest darkest, and that we get to go through this acceptance period and loving period and, like, raw period where there's no judgment at all. Like, we're literally just completely raw, open, and honest with each other. It is so amazing to step into this next version of ourselves, because I feel like we're truly allowing each other to be who it is we're supposed to be. And that, in turn, gives you the hand to, like, the stepping stone to get to what's next. In that support,
right.
In that support. And it feels so good to be loved and supported and
unconditionally.
oh my God, like, yeah, not just I love you and then you.
I've been love supported for a lot of my life, but never unconditionally and never without an expectation or a return investment on their part. So for it to be unconditional,
yeah,
that for me is the thing.
Yeah, it feels really nice. Yeah, I find that with all my relationships, I guess right now, it's so interesting. The pockets of people in our lives right now, you know, and the seasons of change, you know, and what they're doing to us and what it's bringing, what new season it's bringing. Even me telling you earlier how my instinct was to run, like, fuck. Me really looking at my soul in the mirror and saying, okay, bitch, we're doing this shit. Like, you are not running.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Being able to move yourself in like that, too, is gross.
Dude, it's crazy. So, but having each other to walk each other through these seasons. Because, like, I can call you and I can be rough and soft and I can be any kind of way with you. Like, you're always going to be there. You're always, like, there's no conditions. And I know that with G, too. And it feels so nice to know that we literally are at that space with each other. And there's no conditions, no judgment. It's so filled with love and growth and excitement. And, you know, we're constantly calling each other about the manifestation of, like, what's happened and how it's playing out. Like, literally, like, we're not calling to call and talk about somebody or whatever or gossip. We're literally calling each other every single week going, oh my God, guess what happened? Guess what manifested this week? Like, holy shit, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's amazing. We're calling, like, with the miracles, and then we get to talk through all the lessons through the people, how God worked in our life with all the people. And so we're literally, like, each other's counselors. Like, it's the most amazing thing ever. It feels so nice for me.
Yeah, and it really is. We don't call and gossip at all.
No. I know, and I don't even feel like there's enough time for us to even share. Like, I have so many things to tell you, but, like, it feels like we don't even have enough time, you know?
Right.
Because there have been so many things. So it just feels good just to be in this next season with support and unconditional love and knowing that, you know, growth is happening. And I genuinely feel like I'm not really interested in people's opinions most of the time because I trust myself and I know how spirit works. But man, if there's anybody that I would love to bounce, like what I'm going to do off of, and if I needed to hear, like, the truth, it would be you and Gina. And so the fact that I can call you guys these days and just be like, oh my God, girl, da 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 da, this is happening. And you guys know me at my deepest core. You guys will give me the best, most loving, most, you know, growth for me. And just from the perspective, you know it. And it's just, it feels so nice.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It really is. I didn't even get to tell you, like, this weekend at the retreat. Dude, it was amazing the way the universe worked. So we didn't know what to expect, and we were one of the providers, but we were staying there. And so it was like a communal living, and it was on like tribal land, and there were houses in rocks. In the rocks, like in the wall, in the ground. Yeah. And so it was a really cool experience in terms of, like, just being on different land and being connected to Mother Earth. There was a shaman there. Oh my God, she was so lovely. She wanted to do a reading. She exchanged information. She's in San Diego. And we're gonna trade. She has ceremony in December with the big plants. The big plants. So I'm going to do ceremony in December.
Nice.
Yeah.
How can you remember, you said December?
December.
Remember December was the month you kept on thinking about in your mind and what you had to do and get to handle this and you want to get it.
Oh, yeah. So that will actually help offer me a lot of clarity. Oh, that's a great point. Oh, good, 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 mm-hmm. good. Oh my God. So that happened, and we met a lady who has a daughter with some crazy condition. She shouldn't be alive for many reasons. And she literally has worked so hard to treat her with natural remedies. She created products. And so she has a product line with turmeric, with everything's all natural, and they're body rubs, and they're made with sea salt too, or with a type of salt. But she wants to partner up with us as well. And she did readings. I did readings with almost everybody there, and I didn't even have enough time to do readings with everybody. I have a couple people that were scheduling after too. Actually, three people. And I was asked to be in two more retreats in San Diego, two women's retreats specifically, if I would be a one of the people working the retreat. And we were invited back to where we're at, like to be part of whatever it is that they're going to do on a, you know, I don't know if it's quarterly or whatever, but we were invited back, and everybody was just really happy. It was lovely. Like, it was amazing. And we got treatment. Like, we got medicine too. And so we figured, shit, if we can just do these things, oh my God. Like, and that's the thing, is when you go to retreats, people are ready. That's where your target market is. And so that's why everybody there was just like, oh my God, could we do this? Could we do this? And, you know, it turned into, there was a lot of counseling involved. They weren't just straight readings, because everybody there was really ready to kind of crack their heart open. I met one more lady too. She's an administrator at a trauma center in Vegas, and she's on a lot of medication. She had a lot of physical pain, and she's in her mid-30s. She's younger than me, and she's just got so much going on, and we slept next to each other in the tower. And the next day, she was talking about her pain, and so we started to talk, and I told her my story, and I told her I would help her, and she just was like we spent so much time together this weekend. And understanding her pain and how it comes from deep within, and how to listen to it from the depths of her soul, and you know, all that's going on in her life and how it's all manifesting, you know, physically on her, and how these things look. So it was an amazing weekend. So again, another gift from the universe just for listening, you know, ask if we could be a part of this. And we're like, okay, that sounds fine. We didn't know anything about it, and we just went. And it was amazing. Amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Softening season. The universe is lining it all up. They're showing us that we don't have to do all this work. We can just follow in the footsteps, listen to what it is that we have to listen to. And maybe we will have the world just maybe handed to us. Just maybe.
And you know what? You know what I just got? So we harden ourselves for safety, like protection.
Oh, yeah.
Against the world, against the universe, against just whatever. But maybe we're sure enough in ourselves now, and I'm just breaking out in goosebumps, but maybe we are sure enough with ourselves now that we can allow ourselves to be softer, because not as much can affect us. Like, it's hard to always be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe it's our turn to just be like, enjoy being softer and all the good things that come with that, you know, knowing that we know ourselves enough that we're still going to be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting times. And I'm so grateful that we have each other, and that we have our time and our communion and our commitment to ourselves that we're all having in common. It's really beautiful. I don't know. I think it's a beautiful time in our lives.
What?
I wouldn't trade this shit for anything.
Oh God. Same here.
Woo woo. Amen. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.